Precious Chayesara, wanted to share a brief comment, start by sharing a brief comment in the Svarno and Precious Chayesara, which only really is fully understood when we look back at the end of Precious Vayera and analyze some very, very interesting comments that the Svarno makes over there. So we had gotten up to the portion in Perikov Dalet, where Eliezer Eved Avram comes to the well in Charan. And again, as we spoke about at length yesterday, he proposes a sign in davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, send a girl who's going to give water to me, give water to the camels. So Perchov Dalet Posik Tezvah, Vayihu Terem Kilo Ledaber, Eliezer had not even finished speaking. Vinei Rivka Yotzes. Immediately, Rivka comes out. Who's Rivka? Asher Yulda Levisuel ben Milka, Eshes Nachar Achi Avraham. Rivka was born to Besuel, the son of Milka. Milka was the wife of Nachar. Nachar was the brother of Avraham. So we got the whole family tree right here. What's striking about the presentation of this family tree is that a woman's name is introduced into the mix. Usually a person is identified by so-and-so, the son of their father. Occasionally, they'll trace back two generations, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, who's the son of so-and-so. Occasionally even more than that. But here, it's very interesting that Besuel is identified as the son of Milka. His mother's name is given. And only afterwards, Milka, his mother, is identified as the wife of Nachar. Why this unusual fashion of identifying Rivka? So the Svarno comments that when the Pasuk says, Asher Yuldo Levisuel ben Milka, that Rivka was born to Besuel, the son of Milka, that is to say that he, Besuel, is Ben Hagiveres. Besuel was the son of Nachar's full-fledged wife. Lo Ben Reuma HaPilegesh. Besuel was not the son of the concubine of Nachar, whose name was Reuma. If you ever want to try to stump somebody with I wouldn't call it a trivia question, because again, nothing in Chumash is trivial, but a question about a little-known fact, you know, you can try asking people, who was Reuma in Chumash? If they can tell you that Reuma was the concubine, the Pilegesh, of Nachar, so then they're doing pretty well. Where did we meet Reuma? So at the end of Parshas Vayera, we were told, Perichof Beis Pasuk Chof, Vahi Acharei Advarim Ho'ele, came to pass after the events of the Akedah, Vayugar le'Avram le'mar, Avram was told, Hine yodo Milka gamhi bonim l'nachar achicha. Milka has given birth to sons to your brother Nachar. Right? Nachar was married to Milka, they've had sons together. And then, after listing off the names of the sons, Ufilagsho, the concubine of Nachar, Ushma Reuma. Her name was Reuma. Vatelet Gamhi, she also gave birth to children. Tevach Gacham Tachash V'yes Ma'acha. Okay, so good. So Nachar had a wife, Milka, and he had a concubine, Reuma, and the Torah apparently is taking pains at this point when introducing Rivka in saying that her grandmother was Milka, you know, the actual wife of Nachar, as opposed to her grandmother being Reuma, the concubine of Nachar. Why do I care? Why is that important information to share at this particular juncture as Rivka is being introduced? So to really fully appreciate the Svarno, you have to go back, as I mentioned, to Svarno at the end of Parshas Vayera, where the Svarno gives a very fascinating pshat in the Psukim and the end of Vayera we just spoke about. First of all, let's just ask a basic question about those Psukim at the end of Vayera. A messenger comes to Avraham Avinu after the Akedah, and he says, Hine yoldo Milko gamhi bonim lenochar achicha. Milka has given birth to children to Nachor. And there are 8 children who are then listed off. And then the Torah says one of those children, Besuel, gave birth, or his wife gave birth, to Rivka. Now, what's the time sequence over here? It sounds like from a simple reading of the Chumash that that the messenger who came to Avram told him something along the lines of, Mazel Tov, you're an uncle, right? And he wished him 8 Mazel Tovs. Mazel Tov, 8 times over. Your brother Nachor had 8 children through his wife Reuma, and then, as is told later on in the Psukim, 4 children through his wife Milka, and as is told over in the Chumash, 4 children through his Pilegesh, through his concubine Reuma. Did that happen all at once? They had 8 children all at once? Really, that would be rather astonishing. But even if we'd be ready to grant that the children were all born right around that same time, that doesn't really seem to fit in with the continuation of the Psukim. Besuel, one of the children, then has a daughter, Rivka. So there must have been a certain amount of time that elapsed in order for Besuel to be able to get married and have a daughter, Rivka. So what's the timeline over here? What exactly was the news that was told to Avraham Avinu? Either it wasn't such news, or Avraham Avinu was really out of it for a long time. So the Sfarno writes that what was communicated to Avraham Avinu was not actually new news. When it says he was told, Hine yoldo Milka, behold, Milka has given birth, says the Sfarno, what it means is, Hine kvar yodata shemilka yolda bonim. You are already aware of the fact that Milka has given birth to children. The Sfarno doesn't address what I'm about to mention, but I think it's implicit in his words. When we read the end of Parashas Vayera, and it says, Vayugadli Avram Lemar, it was told to Avram saying, who told this to Avram? I think when we read the Psukim without thinking about it too much, our natural assumption is, he got a telegram. Somebody came to Avraham Avinu. Like we said before, someone came to Avraham Avinu and said, Mazel Tov, you're an uncle. You have 8 children who were born to Milka. But if what was told to Avraham Avinu was not news, Hine yoldo Milka, behold, she just gave birth, but rather it was just stating a fact that was already known to Avraham Avinu, what would seem to follow is that Vayugadli Avram, it was told to Avram, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram. Because if the point is not to share new news, but rather to make the point that we're going to talk about in a few moments, this would seem to be a communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem comes to Avram Avinu after the Akedah, the way the Sfarno understands the story, and Hashem says to Avram, you know that your brother Nachor has 8 children through his wife Milka, and Besuel, one of those 8 children, has a daughter named Rivka. V'higid ha-magid, and the one who told Avram, told him, she-Besuel shahoyo mibnei ha-gvira yoladis Rivka. Besuel, who was one of the children of Milka, of the actual wife of Nachor, had given birth to Rivka. V'hoysa ha-besoro she-yimtsa b'veis aviv isha livno. And the entire purpose of this communication to Avram Avinu was to tell him, don't worry about finding a wife for Yitzchak. There's someone in the family who's potentially a wife for Yitzchak. You don't have to find a wife from amidst the Benos Kena'an. You can take a wife from your own family, again, from a family that has the kind of values and approaches that are associated with the house of Avram Avinu. There are worthy candidates within the family of Avram. One of them is Rivka, this daughter who has been born already some time ago to to Bisuel, your nephew. So that's the first thing we have to understand in the Sforno's reading of these psukim. Right after the Akedah, Avraham Avinu was worried, where am I going to find a wife for Yitzchak? So it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says, don't worry about it. You know that your brother Nachor has 8 sons with his wife Milcah, and one of those sons has a daughter Rivka, and Rivka would be a potential match for Yitzchak Avinu. So far, so good. That fits the story. But then we continue reading in the Svarno. The Pasuk then says, Upilagsho Shma Reuma. Nachor has a Pilegesh, a concubine named Reuma. Vatele gam hi es tevach, hi es gacham, hi es tachash, hi es macha. The Pasuk tells us this Pilegesh, this concubine, also had 4 children. And here are their names. Why on earth do I need to know that information? Why is that information pertinent? The whole point of this section, it seems, was to reveal the fact that there's this girl named Rivka who's a potential candidate for getting married to Yitzchak Avinu. Says the Sfarno as follows, Pasuk Chav Dalet. The Higid HaMagid, the one who told all of this to Avraham Avinu, told him as follows. Shegam Pilagsho Yolda Esma'acha. There's a girl named Ma'acha who was born to the Pilegesh, to the concubine of Nachor. In other words, Nachor's concubine Reuma had a daughter named Ma'acha. By the way, if you just read the Chumash without the Sforno, you would probably assume that Ma'acha is a boy's name. In other words, Vatelet gam hi es tevach, v'es gacham, v'es tachash, v'es Ma'acha. I don't know, I would always assume that those are the names of 4 boys. But the Sforno says, no, Ma'acha is a girl. Shehoisa kimokain ru'uyo livno. And Ma'acha is also a potential candidate for marrying Yitzchak Avinu. Imlo yivchar b'Rivka. If for whatever reason Yitzchak doesn't want to marry Rivka, it doesn't work out, you know, they go out on a date, they see they're not really compatible for one another for whatever reason, Yitzchak doesn't want to marry Rivka. No problem, says the Ribbono Shel Olam to Avraham Avinu. There's a second candidate from within the family. There's Ma'acha, who's the stepsister of Rivka. V'lo yitztarech lizerek, I'm sorry, she's the, I'm not even going to try to figure out. She is the daughter of Nachor through a Pilegesh, through Reuma. V'lo yitztarech lizerek Kna'an. And that way, you won't have to have Yitzchak marry a girl from the Kna'anim. He has 2 wonderful options from within the family. He can marry Rivka, he can marry Ma'acha. So this is a very thought-provoking Sfarno. In other words, it's not... The Ribbono Shel Olam has revealed to Avraham Avinu that the Shidduch for Yitzchak already is in the world and is already part of his family. And if we were to understand the story the way I think we would picture the story being, HaKadosh Baruch would tell Avraham Avinu, Rivka, the potential shidduch for Yitzchak, has already been born. But it's not that's not entirely the message the Ribbono Shel Olam gives to Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch says to Avraham Avinu, you know, there are 2 potential shidduchim for Yitzchak. He could marry Rivka, he could marry Ma'acha, he could marry Nachor's granddaughter, through Milcah, through Nachor's actual wife, or he could marry Nachor's daughter, Ma'acha, through a Pilegesh, through a concubine. Either one, in theory, could have been a Shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. So when Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer out to Haran and says, go find a wife for my Yitzchak, the truth is, he probably is trying to figure out a fairly simple question. Which of the 2 girls, Rivka or Ma'acha, is going to be the one who marries Yitzchak Avinu? There was a possibility that we might have been talking about Ma'acha Imenu instead of Rivka Imenu. That's what the Sfarno was saying at the end of Parshas Vayera, a whole alternative view of history that might have taken place. So now fast forward back to the Sfarno with which we began our discussion tonight. The Sfarno says that it's striking that when Rivka comes out and Eliezer encounters her for the first time, so the Torah describes her as the daughter of Bisuel, who in turn is the son of Milcah. Why do we care about Milcah? Why? Usually the Torah doesn't identify people by their mothers. But here the point is, says the Sfarno, that Rivka was descended from Milcah, not from Reuma. She was one of the two choices who might have ended up marrying Yitzchak, and now we're just giving you the whole picture of who Yitzchak ended up marrying. I think it's a fascinating Sfarno on many levels, but I think one of the things that's very striking about the Sfarno is as follows. The Sfarno has no problem contemplating the fact that Yitzchak might have married someone who was the daughter of a concubine, the daughter of a Pilegesh. You might have said that's such an ignoble shidduch. You know, shouldn't they? He's going to marry a girl whose mother is a Pilegesh, not a full-fledged wife to Nachar. It's not pass, it's not appropriate, you know, it's not a proper shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. You see that apparently didn't matter. In other words, if she came from the right family, she came from the family of Avraham Avinu, where again they valued all of the things that Avraham Avinu's family valued, it could have gone either way. It could have been Rivka, who came from, you know, the full-fledged wife. It could have been Macha, who came from the Pilegesh, who came from the concubine. In theory, either one would have worked. It happened to be that the Ribbono Shel Olam chose that Rivka would be the one who would be selected and ultimately would be married by Yitzchak Avinu. Jumping forward a little bit in the parasha, so Eliezer goes to the house of Bisuel and Lavan. He convinces them that the shidduch was put together by the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no way that they can oppose it in any way. They agree. They say that they agree ultimately to send Rivka back to Eretz Yisrael to begin a life together with Yitzchak Avinu. And then they bestow a bracha upon Rivka when she's ready to go. Perichov Dalet Posuk Samech Vayivarchu Es Rivka Vayomrula. So they blessed Rivka and they said to her, Achusenu At Hayilu Le'alfei Rivava, our sister, you should be tens of thousands, meaning you should have many, many children. V'yirash zareich es shar son of, and your children should inherit the gate of their enemies. If you look in Rashi, Rashi comments on this pasuk. At v'zareich tekablu osa bracha shenemar li Avram b'har Moria, harba arba ezarecha. The bracha that they gave to Rivka, which again we know is a bracha that's bestowed upon kalos to this day, traditionally by the Bedekin. The bracha which they gave to Rivka was that she and her children should be the heirs of that bracha given to Avram Avinu at Har Moriah. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Moriah told Avram Avinu after the Akedah, you'll have many, many children, and they'll defeat their enemies. Words very, very similar to the words that were used in conveying this bracha to Rivka Imenu. So in other words, it sounds like from Rashi that Vayivarchu es Rivka, they blessed Rivka, Vayomrula, and then they said to her, Achosenu, etc. Achosenu is the text of the bracha which they said to her. Vayivarchu es, what was the bracha? The bracha was, Achosenu atayila alfei revava. The Sfarno gives a different interpretation. He writes as follows. Atayi, Perichov Dalet Posik Samich, Hayi nocha levalech bedarchei tuvech. According to the Sfarno, the family of Rivka was not giving her a bracha with the words Achosenu, but rather they were giving her advice. The Sfarno apparently understands that the first part of the pasuk, Vayivarchu es Rivka, they gave a bracha to Rivka, is independent of the second half of the pasuk. They gave a bracha to Rivka. What bracha did they give to her? We don't see the text of the bracha. here in the Chumash. As Rabbi Kupperman points out in his notes, so this interpretation of the Svarno, that Vayivarchu es Rivka, is independent from the second half of the pasuk. They gave her a bracha. We don't know what the bracha is. This fits in with that which Chazal say in Masechta Kala, the beginning Perek Aleph. There, Chazal say, Minayin labirkas chasanim min haTorah. What's the source for the idea of sheva brachos, of birkas chasanim, of giving a bracha to the chasan and kala? Shenemar vayivarchu es Rivka. It says that they gave Rivka a bracha. Now, if the bracha that they gave to Rivka was Achusenu Atayila Alfei Rivava, so then that wouldn't really be a source for the idea of Birkas Chasanim, of saying Sheva Brachas. Apparently, Maseches Kala understands that the Vayivarchu as Rivka means they gave her a bracha or a series of brachas that are not delineated in the Chumash. We call those the Birkas Chasanim, the Sheva Brachas. Apparently, according to that interpretation in Maseches Kala, you don't actually need the Chasan there in order to recite the Sheva Brachas, right? Because Yitzchak certainly wasn't there at the time. We'll come back, I think, tomorrow to talk about the fact that according to the Svarno, at least, and this seems to be the understanding of Maseches Kala, that Yitzchak and Rivka were actually married at that point through agency. In other words, Eliezer not only served as a shadchan to find a wife for Yitzchak, but he also served as a shliach, as an agent of Yitzchak, in order to actually create the kiddushin, to create the state of marriage between Yitzchak and Rivka. Again, more about that Be'ezus Hashem tomorrow night. But in any case, Vayivarchu es Rivka, they gave her a bracha. And then they told her an eitzah, they gave her advice. Achusenu atayi la'alfei rivava. Atayi, you should be, says the Svarno, nocha leba'alech. Treat your husband well. That's atayi. Treat your husband well. If you treat your husband well, says the Svarno, so then your husband will not be inclined to marry another wife. Remember, in the times of the Tanakh, for hundreds of years thereafter, it was perfectly permissible for a man to marry multiple wives. Avraham Avinu married multiple wives. Yaakov Avinu married multiple wives. So, in theory, Yitzchak could have married more than one wife as well. But the advice that the house, the family of Rivka gives to her is be very nice to your husband, and then you'll be la'alfei revava v'yirash zarech. You'll be zoche to be the sole conduit of that bracha which was given to Avraham Avinu. The bracha that you'll have many children and they'll be successful in vanquishing their enemies. Because after all, in theory, if Yitzchak was to marry more than one wife, who says that you, Rivka, are going to be the wife through whom that bracha of fertility is going to be fulfilled? Maybe the other wife will be the one who will have many children, and the children will be successful in fighting against their enemies. But if you're the only wife, if you play your cards right, so to speak, if you treat Yitzchak well, so then you'll be the sole beneficiary of all of the brachas that he was given by Avraham Avinu. They're going to pass down through you, because there won't be any other wife who will be in the position to handle them. According to this understanding, apparently Rivka took this eitzah to heart. She took this advice to heart, because of course we indeed find that Yitzchak Avinu never married anyone else. The only wife that he ever had among the avos, he was the only one who had one wife, Rivka Imenu. And the bracha, all of the brachas that he was given, were actually mekuyim, were actually fulfilled through Rivka Imenu. Okay, Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha Omer.